What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes Football Barbershop. Oh, you guys is back. Pretty eventful few days since the last time we was able to convene with you all. Happy Memorial Day, you know, to those we didn't get the opportunity to tell to the vets. Obviously, Memorial Day for a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know it is for those who passed in service. So, you know, salute to those people. That's why we didn't record on this past Monday. But we back. She got Larry. We're going to get into a little bit, man. We got some coaching updates to talk about, a couple of commitments. You know, a name came off the board that we was, you know, in on and felt good about. And then huge visiting weekend coming up this weekend. Maybe the biggest. We're sitting right now, I think, at the number four composite class, number four, number five, doing well, and we can continue to add on to it. So we're going to get into all of that with y'all, man. With me, as usual, we have the Real Field General X in the building. X, what's up to the people?
What's going on, folks? Good, folks. We back. Going to probably give you, no, not probably, we're going to give you a good show, as always, talking about some hurricane stuff. Yeah, you know, happy Memorial Day to all the vets who put in that time and effort, sacrifice, you know, for us to be able to do what we do daily. You know, if it wasn't for them, you know what I'm saying, we'll be some trouble, man. But again, happy Memorial Weekend for all the good folks.
How was it down there, real quick? I heard Miami. Man. I know y'all slapped the cuffs on them people. So is it chill now, kind of?
Yeah, it's chill. Like it's a lot of what we did back in the day. They can't do, man. Like they don't. South Beach is really kind of like a desert area right now, man. It's a lot of businesses that's closing, and it just ain't that. You know what I'm saying? You got like. Wet Willie's is probably like the only spot that everybody go. That street's gonna stay packed, but then all the other spots is like, you know, it ain't like that no more. So, they don't want to go to Wynwood. Most likely they'll go to like maybe Fort Lauderdale area, which is probably the new little spot that everybody wants to. But even that's got restrictions. Like you know, you definitely don't want to play over there. Like they got police. Like standing on every corner, so it's like,
who would have thought? I'd go to show you though. The time waits on no man, and things are ever evolving. You know, we got people talking about saving the college game, and they don't need no saving, it's just evolving. Everybody don't like everything going on. I don't like everything either, but I know I hear that dog whistle y'all trying to blow too. But I won't go off into that tangent.
I explained that yesterday that the people who hate college football are the people who still trying to keep it in the slave trade.
Like, yeah, that's it. Man, that's all it is.
That era done. Like, nah, man, that's it. Getting money.
Oh, man, they're getting money, man. Huh? Hell no. We were paying them crumbs and they were happy. They was ecstatic to get that little 50 grand. And now we paying them 500 grand a year? A meal a year, folk. Nah, that shit burn. They sold, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the game. So these young boys getting paid. That's all. But D Rob is in the building with us. The chef himself. What's up, D?
What's going on, man? You know, happy Memorial Day. You know, for everybody. I mean, the weather sucked here the whole weekend. Like it wasn't doing nothing but raining and flooding. And you know what I'm saying? My daughter celebrated her 13th birthday on Sunday, which is a beautiful thing. Thank you. Like I said, really couldn't do much because the weather just didn't permit. And then it was sunny today. Then it started pouring down raining. Now it's back to sunny again. And it's going to do the same thing tomorrow. So that just reminds me of that Miami weather. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'd be in Miami. It'd be raining in 5 minutes. And then 10 minutes later, the sun shining bright. Birds just chirping. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, man.
Orlando nasty for that too, man. And I bottom be falling out in Orlando, y'all. It's like, it'll be straight. Next thing you know, it just bottom out and then the sun's still out. So now you're in a sauna. Oh, it's miserable. That's a different type of heat, though, boy. That's a different type of sticky.
But yeah, that humidity garbage, boy. That humidity is trash.
You can't get your fresh on, man. You be like, nope. You know, I'm from Savannah, bro. It's one of the more humid areas in the country as well. Man, you can't go out on a good Savannah night in the summertime, bro.
Oh,
man,
no.
You can go out at 8 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night, bro. It's sticky. It's
bare. Yeah.
Your t-shirt, your neck going to start looking like bacon. It's going to start curling yep. up. I can't stand it.
I don't know. Hey, I don't know how many times I went out there like Savannah just to walk the, you know what I'm saying, walk the strip, you know, chill. See, yeah. And I got a rag in my hand. Wipe my face.
Oh, yeah. Got to have your little stay fresh towel, bro. It's so nasty.
And believe it or not, this was probably the first Memorial Day on Monday that it didn't rain, because normally it rains on that Monday. Like every year, it'll rain early, and then, you know, it'll be hot the rest of the day. But it didn't rain at all, so I was like, it was strange. But hey, man.
All right, let's dig into it, man. Get into it. First and foremost, couple of coaching. One addition, one adjustment. Yeah, moves, we'll say. We did not get that quarterback coach. Led by D-Rob himself. He was the initiator. It still don't got that QB coach. You know,
I don't know.
I heard a good argument for her, and I can't remember exactly who I heard it from. Might have been D-Money. I'm not sure. Can't remember. But the thing is we've been so portal reliant on QBs. And so a lot of what they come in is, you know, they have a lot of the tools you already need. They really just kind of need the system. So why that QB coach would be great is because we're trying to attract young quarterbacks that we can groom through our own system, like a Israel Abrams or like a Darion Coleman, even a Luke Nickel who precedes those guys, so that you can, you know, have your own homegrown system and not have to, you know, because we got Minson, the 11th hour. You know, that's not a way you want to try to operate. But, you know, they decided that ain't the direction they're going right now.
That's been the MO for the last three seasons. We've got Cameron.
Yeah,
we got Carson Beck in the 11th hour. Now you get Minson in the 11th hour. So that can't be your MO every year.
Right. So at one year, you might miss, though.
Yeah, if you just imagine you missed that one year. You know what I'm saying? It's just so it happened that, man, Mario put together a good plan for Minson, and then Minson wanted to be a part of it. But you want that quarterback coach to develop those guys. For one, as I always explain, you don't want to pay a portal quarterback each year over, you know, $3 million or more.
Right.
When you can just develop that quarterback and, bomb, he's, you know, probably maybe close to a mil or maybe a mil. You know what I'm saying? Then you got that money to go on for another player or another few players. You know what I'm saying? And then for two, it just makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you bring in somebody with the team each year, that culture keeps growing. You know what I'm saying? It is
right.
Like, we had an incident where we almost had two quarterbacks that wouldn't have fit our culture. You know, Sam Levitt and then the Texas Tech quarterback. Both of them wouldn't have fit our culture. But we wanted both of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah,
we lucked up.
Because you're looking for talent, right? And then, you know, yeah, that's the other part, trying to get that appropriate fit. But, so didn't go that direction, at least for now. So I hired a nickel coach in, is it Burkett? Make sure I say bro name right. He come from Kansas. Matt, I believe it's Burkett or Burkett.
Burkett, yeah.
Burkett, okay, yeah. So he was over at Kansas as a nickels coach over there, assistant defensive backs coach. So he's going to be joining the staff to kind of take Terry Jefferson's spot, essentially.
He worked with Coach Heatherman in the previous.
Right. James Madison.
Yeah, James Madison, yeah.
So you know, I like it in that regard. I still of the school of I would rather see us bring in a QB coach. I trust the DB room to the guys we got around. I think that's more than sufficient. But, you know, obviously we'll make these calls. But what I do like about it is, you know, he also worked at USF too. So he's done a little work down here in Florida as well. So he's got some, you know, some relationships, I'm sure, from working down in this area. And then you also have, like X just said, the Heatherman tied the connection. So, you know, that's the one thing I think will stay the same in college football is building a certain consistency will help build success. Wherein, yes, you know, Saban had high turnover, right, with his coaching staff, but they also always kind of had a guy behind him that was of the same school of thought and what's the word I'm looking for here? Basically, they had the same basic principles and schemes and things of what they were trying to do. So that, therefore, when you move on, when this coach gets poached eventually, right, we're not trying to do a complete 180 overhaul, or complete overhaul, yeah. Right? Trying to be
systems,
like, all right.
The system stays the same. Man.
Exactly. So not putting him in that position, obviously, you know, he hasn't had that type of experience up to this point. But, you know, I do like the familiarity part of it. What y'all boys think on that, Hyatt?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. It's not an on-field coach, you know, so it's not go crazy about it. You know what I'm saying? He's a coach on the staff, but he's not an on-field coach. So it's like, you know, Coach Will and Coach Terry, they going to be the on-field coaches. So I'm cool with it because you always need extra help. He has familiarity with Coach Heatherman. So Coach Heatherman probably most likely brought him in, you know what I'm saying, to help. You know, like you say, he's worked at South Florida, so he gotta have some relationships with that area, and then state of Florida and stuff like that. So I'm cool with it, you know. I don't have no problem with it.
You're all in, how you coach, man?
Same thing, man. Like I'm good with it, you know what I'm saying? Like I think he's going to be, like I said, I think going to be an excellent.
Oh, froze on us.
And, my bad. Shoot, my screen went blank. I just tripped out for a second. My screen went completely blank. And I was trying to figure out, like, what the hell just happened? Yeah. Nick's coach. Yeah, so, like I said, I think it's a great hire. Like I said, he feels right into what Jefferson did, what, the last 2 years or something like that. And, I'm good with it, man. I think we're making all the right hires, and I see that Mario let Heatherman hire one of his guys, because we know that, you know, Mario has a hand in just, okay, you my DC, but guess what? Jason Taylor got to be here. He got to be this coach.
Right,
this guy got to be this coach, and you just hire whoever. You know what I'm saying? So
that was something I think that from too. Like, yeah, here go one.
Yeah. So, I think this staff is, I think, with the, and also with Heatherman getting that new contract, man, I think he's gonna be here for a while. I would say another 3 years or so until I think that he decides that he wants to be a head coach. You know what I'm saying? I just need the other side of the ball to hire that quarterback coach. I'm gonna keep saying it. So
it kind of goes into. It kind of goes into what you were speaking on about the, you know, the system staying the same, the, you know, the continuity with the fact that, you know, us going to, you know, switching over to the coaching moves, you know what I'm saying? Jason Taylor got promoted to co-DC. He's basically the DC in waiting. He's basically the DC in waiting. Mm-hmm. So when Coach Heatherman does take another opportunity, the system gonna stay the same because Jason Taylor is the co-DC, so he'll basically be coaching the same defense.
I saw Caneville ask that. I saw it on the page, and you know, like, what do y'all think about, you know, him ultimately, you know, taking that Cole DC spot, and like without, and my immediate thoughts was kind of to echo your sentiment there, was that's what I see happening in a couple of years anyways. Just like D-Rob said, I think we hold on to Heatherman, you know, with contract extension. And I think he thinks he got a real chance to win a natty here, which only helps raise your profile and the opportunity of jobs you could take. Because, like, if you jump too soon, like, I'm sure somebody want to give him a gig right now, right? But it may not be, you know, the money. You may have to find you may go to a school where the uphill battle is going to be a hell of a lot tougher, you know. Like, you know, you worked in Minnesota briefly. I'm not saying they're moving on from Fleck, but maybe if they did in a year or so, they may be trying to holler.
Go back. Like, yeah, he go back.
Ah, Minnesota, that's a tough road, man. Like, you know, it's tough to try to build up that program over there.
Yeah. You don't want to take that program, go to that program that is hard to win, because now we're
hard to recruit too. You don't have a natural talent base. It makes it super tricky. So I do agree. I think he hangs around for a little while. And I think the key with Taylor is Taylor just wants to stay in Miami, seems like to me.
Yeah, nah, Taylor.
He just want to buy Miami. You good.
Yeah, Miami.
Money ain't the thing.
It ain't the money. It ain't. From what I got from him, I don't think he wants to coach NFL players. I think he wants to stay in college. Because at college, you know, they still learning and you can still teach them and they still kids, and then, you know, getting to adulthood. You coaching niggas in the NFL, man. A lot of them niggas could tell you, coach, go to hell. Like, man, what you do? You can't tell me. And that's just the respect factor. But yeah, he loves Miami. Because he's been offered NFL jobs. He's been offered other opportunities at other colleges. And he's told everybody no. So it's like, I love it. I love the fact that he's like, he wanted to stick it around with Miami. Off subject, but he basically gave Mario an ultimatum of, it's either me or him, you know, when Coach Gilgi was here. You know what I'm saying? So we see what Mario chose, you know what I'm saying?
Good call.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lance. Where he at? He at LSU, right? I think he like a...
Yeah. He was he on their roster. I mean, on their staff.
On their staff. If Lane kept him. I'm not sure if Lane kept him or not. Now that you say that. Because he was with Brian Kelly, I believe. So, yeah, I'm not
Who's
sure.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Lance Guidry. I'm not sure if he still got retained by Lane.
Guidry at Memphis.
Memphis.
Because he actually got hired to be the DC at Oregon State. Because Oregon State coaches, he had a coach, but then Memphis came and was like, yo.
You got that bag.
They came and dropped that bag. They dropped the bag. You know, Memphis got that FedEx money. They came and dropped the bag, and he was like, he talked to his wife, he was like, yo, we still close to home, so.
Right, I was saying, and they keep him close
to Louisiana. Picked that job, so he had Memphis now.
I forgot about that, yeah. Because Oregon State hired the new young black dude to coach. I can't remember his name right now. So that was, you're right, that was his first opportunity. At a smaller level, too, Taylor was – the physical coordinator at St. Thomas Aquinas, right? For some time there too. So
yeah, for a couple of years there, yeah. So
I mean, he's called the defense before. I mean, obviously, you know, it's because that's the thing. People do get a little misconstrued. Just because an individual was great at the game, doesn't necessarily mean they're great at coaching or they had the talent and ability to call a defense. Not everybody has that, or to run an offense. It's kind of two separate things, because you may just be really great at playing receiver. As me, you're going to be great at drawing up an entire offense and understanding what we're trying to do. Just handle it from every aspect. But I do think Jason Taylor is of that cloth. And I think, you know, especially with Mario, I think he's kind of meticulous about you going through the rigors of it a little while before he give you the keys. Like, you gotta go through a few levels first, you know, before he gonna be like, all right, here you go. So I think this sets up perfect for what I do think will just end up being a Heatherman departure in a few years. But so yet to be seen. But switch over to recruiting. Me's not here today, but that was our LB1. My personal, when I got to watch the dude, I heard about him, reading up on him a little. When he watched some huddle, seeing these measurables, I'm like, shit, this kind of seemed like the guy.
Yeah,
watching this dude, he can move, bro. He really could get out there and move.
He that guy, man. 6'3".
Long, 6'3", yeah.
4'4 speed.
Yeah. Talking about just a prime time athlete. And, you know, he's already playing the position. So, you know, it's not always like, so a lot of times you have to try to take a guy from like defensive end and use those athletic traits and then try to get him to be a stand up linebacker. Yeah. Sometimes it works. We didn't have a lot of luck with that in the past. I know Manny Diaz tried that quite a bit and it just never didn't quite translate the way we wanted it to. Kid out of North Carolina.
Attract
AJ Randall. Guy. I'm sorry, I didn't even say his name. Harrison Randall.
Yeah, Harrison Randall Jr. A track and field guy. He runs the high jump. And he says he's going to run track in college once he gets here to Miami also. So
that used to be a thing, man. You don't even see that no more.
Listen, we had I think we talked about that yesterday for about an hour about why Miami aren't allowing the guys to run track because that was us. We had our guys mm-hmm. running track, and that's what our speed. So maybe Mario let those guys get back to it because the track season doesn't interfere with football season at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and it's a way to keep your body conditioned and you know, work on the little things to build your speed because a lot of times, especially when it comes to track speed, it's technique that shows you the little tweaks you can do to make it shave off that little quarter second, half second, you know, step up your speed to that next level. So it's something I definitely would like to see more of. So I hope he does get that opportunity here to, you know, I think it's just fun for some of the guys. It's just something they like to do. So, that gets a linebacker in the room on this particular hall we got going right now. Still going to look to add some more in that room. And we'll get into it in a little bit because the visitation is coming up this weekend. Got another top target. Actually, two other top targets, I believe, at linebacker coming. Maybe three.
No.
Get into it in a little bit.
All four of them coming, actually.
Four? Randall. Okay. Damn. I got the list. I just couldn't remember. I was like, it's not coming off my head.
Caden Henderson will be here. Noah Glover will be here. And... the last one, his name's
Jeremiah Mayfield. Mayfield.
Yeah,
he'll be here. So all four of them will be here, man. And the staff actually want to land all four. And I'm like, man, listen, y'all playing with some fantasy stuff right
y'all,
now.
Y'all doing it big.
All four, man. But
nah, you can't get all four
come this weekend. So
you only play two linebackers, essentially. You're going to have a hard time getting four to come in on the same class.
But that's how I think then our linebacker room is. Like, we just ain't where it's supposed to be. So getting four is like, you got to get four because you need that depth for one. And then you need somebody to come in and be like, I'm that alpha in the room.
Because I think,
outside of Torre, we don't have no more alphas outside of Torre.
Yeah, and I think that we've had expectations of for one reason or the other just haven't stepped up. The one thing Mario did really well, because I praised him on it when he got here, was get the room to look more the part. You know, with the bigger linebackers that we hadn't really been seeing, these 6'2", 6'3", guys. But, yeah, I don't think we've had the performance to the level that we kind of had hoped for. So I see that. I think. You know, and I think they're trying to attack it aggressively here again in the cycle. So I get it. I see what they'll do. I really like Randall. He was my linebacker one once I start to look at what he can do. Just
I'm still on Noah Glover.
Yeah, I know Glover's your guy.
Yeah, Glover's my guy, man.
I like Glover too. I think we got better chance with him than some of the other ones, but we'll see. And then the other position that I spoke on that I really think is kind of paramount in this particular cycle is guard. And so we got a commitment from a 4-star Jatori Williams out of Phoenix City. I believe Dalen Upshaw is his cousin. So we had that connection there. And, you know, he has announced his commitment. Then he, you know, I guess a coach or two must have called him. I think it might have been Auburn or something. I ain't sure. I think he tried to get us like it did with the running back. Somebody tried to swoop in. And they kind of got him to stall out a little bit. And then, I don't know, I guess over the next couple of days, little bruh said, man, I'm going to Miami, dog. Fuck all this shit. Like, it ain't really nothing else to think on. And he dropped seemed like a surprise commitment because he just announced that he's pushing back to the 4th of July on the same day. So, I'm sure the staff knew right before. But, yeah, in general, that was kind of a surprise. And I think huge get. Just because I think just getting those guard bodies are going to be very
position
important.
Position of need. Him and Randall actually gave their commitment before they actually committed. Publicly. Which is why Jatavion Williams ended up committing that day, because he gave them their commitment already. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, let me push it back because I do want to take some visits to make sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then it was just on his conscience, like, man, I know what I want to do. I already,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I already know what I want to do. So he just made it public. And Randall actually committed the week before. So he was just waiting for the actual
date. Yes, the actual date, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times these dates have some kind of special significance to them, too. Birthdays and yada, yada, so on and so forth. So. I see that sometimes, but I respect it too. And just, you know what I'm saying, I know, like, visit's gonna be fun. Like, if you go on a bad visit, damn, like, it's kind of rough. I remember we had that one kid that came and just was not vibing with the Miami visit. He was like my country of Texas or something, like that was a guard or something, like a tackle.
Oh, he said,
Mario, bro, first year. I can't remember the name.
Talk about that wide receiver that,
You talking about the one that was recruited for Louisville or some shit like that, and they kicked him off the visit?
Him. I remember him though. Yeah, they kicked him off the visit, but it was another one. I want to say a tackle out of Texas. He might, I think, he ended up signing with Texas or something like that. But I just remember hearing the reports of he wasn't vibe. He was not feeling it.
Hold on, was it from France or some shit like that?
He was from out of town.
Oh, yeah.
It don't really matter.
Yeah.
Because that just goes to show sometimes it's too much of a culture shock for some of these guys, like where they just, I guess, so, you know, country of soul Texas that they just not going to get a full the vibe. It's just not going to work for them. But in general, you know, I've heard from Florida State kids that Miami was the best visit, even when they decided to go to Florida State, they still was like, oh, no, Miami was the best visit.
I say that all the time, man. Recruits say Miami is the best visit, but they probably committed to another school, but they said, they like, yeah, boy, that Miami visit was the best. Like, we never had nothing like that. So,
which going to show you, kind of to my point, visit probably going to go good anyway. There's not really that much to really consider off of the visit. You kind of got to go off of the relationships and the program itself. Like, what's this program look like? How do I fit? A visit? I mean, why? It's free vacation. So, yeah, go check it out. Go eat for free. You know what I'm saying? Go party. Go meet some of the local, you know, chicks or whatever. You know, have a time. That I totally get. But making your decision based on a visit is kind of wild, man, because it ain't going to be like that when you get there. It's time to play football now. Ain't anybody catering your ass every day after you get there.
I think the Miami culture is the city itself kind of helps, because it's like, this is really Miami almost every day. Like,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, going country,
access there is different.
Country, sure. Out of town, you know, they going to show you one day, and then, you know, it's definitely not that the rest of the day. But at least, at least you know Miami got, we got the fancy restaurants you go to every day. You know what I'm saying? You got South Beach, you got Wynwood, you got all these girls, and it's all this is every day. Like, it ain't no.
That's true. That's what you get from like a metropolitan. That's why I think we've done good with like some of these Chicago kids recently. Is like, it's a lot closer to where they come from, and that's where they're gonna vibe at. Just because they're gonna continue to enjoy some of the city vibes. Like, if you from that, like, you know me, I ain't grew up in no big city, but I tell people all the time, I'm city boy. I ain't that country shit ain't for me. I don't like bugs, snakes. I don't like taking a 27-minute ride to the grocery store. Like, nah, that shit ain't for me, dog. I want to hop in the car and be there in 5-10 minutes. Anything more now, I'm starting to get irritated. So, me,
you know what?
Places.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about, like, kids or whatever. I don't know if y'all remember. This was back in, like, 2020. The kid from Tallahassee, he went to Keyshawn Green, a linebacker. He went to Wakulla. Mm-hmm. He loved a Miami visit, but the shit was just country as hell, man. It was just too much for him. So he ended up like going to Nebraska, but he didn't last long out there. Yeah. I don't know where he at now, but I remember he was one of the ones that was like, you know, being from the country, man, like coming down to Miami is it's a culture shock. And it's like, whoa, like I ain't used to all this because I thought we was going to get him. But then they said after that visit, it was like, yeah, it was a good visit, but yeah, he can't, he couldn't handle it.
He ain't locking in like that. That's what's up. All right. Well, let's look at who we do got coming in this week. Like I said, those two helped boost us up to, to number four class. It's a really good class, man. It's really a lot of talent in this class. And I think so far this class is really addressing some major needs from us. You know, some of the guys that I believe are supposed to come this weekend, like Dante Wright, we absolute need at corner, right? A. King Hall, another absolute need at corner. Nick Lanier.
You know what's crazy? I keep forgetting about the little homie who actually committed to us from down here. He plays corner too. What's his name? Hold on.
Sherrod Gurdine, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So he's committed to us at corner too. So, and I was like, we got to get that third corner. And then, you know, one of the homies from the staff was like, hey, you know, we got three corners already. And I was like, damn, I forgot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just that fast. Because I was looking at, oh, let's get these top talent. You know what I'm saying? But he's good. He liked that. He just.
Nah, Gurdine's a player. He's like a D'Angelo Pons, a little bit smaller. Again, he's one of these guys that kind of get out the backyard because he's a little too – he don't have all your measurables. But he's a physical player. He attacks. Like, he like to mix it up. He got that dog mentality. So he probably projects right now as a nickel. And a nickel is so important in today's defense. Like, you really got to have a very – we saw what Keontae Hall was for us last year. You need that nickel, man, in today's modern defense. Yeah. So you need a top tier one. They can't, and you want one that's a true nickel too, right? Like, you don't want to necessarily be having a lot of outside guys and trying to move them inside to the nickel, like we did with what's dude transferred into Daryl Porter. Daryl Porter,
Junior. Oh, Porter, yeah.
Porter would get ate alive in that slot, man. Wasn't in his position. Put him on the outside, pretty good outside. Corner, but that nickel just wasn't his natural position. So I think it's important to try to recruit a natural nickel in the cycle every year so that you got a guy that's kind of made for it already, not one you're trying to mold into it. So, another good pickup there. And then you got AJ Randall visiting, obviously the commit we just got. Sean Tatum, the other interior offensive lineman that's been committed right now for a little while. And Ezekiel Ayangbile, I believe is how you say it, Ayangbile.
Defensive end.
He probably can play tackle, right?
I mean, right now they want to play in. So.
They want to play in. Okay. Yeah. I just thought he projected inside. He already pretty big. Yeah, he kind of sound like a he kind of remind me of a Blunt, like a Mondo Blunt.
Yeah,
to see how he kind of it'd probably be one of those situations where kind of see which way he physically shifts. Does he kind of start pack on a little bit more weight and kick interior? But so those are the commits that'll be visiting. And then outside of that, we got out of Columbia, South Carolina.
Well, you did forget.
Okay.
Nick.
I said Nick. Oh, you said Nick. Okay. Yeah, I said Nick. Right when I said Nick, you had jumped in with a point. But yeah, I mentioned Nick. Oh,
okay.
Or I was saying Nick, and I think he jumped in with a point. But Nick Lanier, obviously, just a can't miss type opportunity there. Just the one y'all been asking for, the 5-star local wide receiver. He ain't really been taking his other visits yet.
I think he locked in.
I thought he might just go check him out. Like, I'm not worried about his commitment, but
it's a couple of schools that's still trying to get him. But he's not
Texas A&M, right? I know they.
Yeah, you know them.
They're just trying to fuck with us at this point. They're kind of like us in Ohio State.
Cooney is over there, man. So Cooney is definitely trying to stick it to Mario, man. Whoever Miami recruiting, we gonna recruit. Let's go. Let's get this battle going.
Not mad at that, man. Like we said last time, I ain't mad at Pop, man. Do your thing, man. You know, he was here. Everybody feel a little way you get let go. That's how I go. They let you ride out the door. You like, damn, you gonna let me go, huh? All right. Now it's on. Now it's business, not personal. So it's nothing. I'm not beefing per se, but I'm gonna show you better than I can tell you. So, do your thing. We got flip target, Jaden Bryant out of Columbia, South Carolina. What's that?
Just to add, I don't know if you noticed, but he's coming to us this first weekend. LSU has, I think, either Texas Tech or Texas A&M 5-star DN coming to visit them this weekend.
No, you're talking, yeah, Jaden.
I'm just saying.
He visiting them, and then we getting Jaden. I mean, they on commitment. I mean, flip watch with Jaden Bryant. LSU knows it, so they like.
Yeah, I feel good on that one myself. I think Bryant's a legit flip target. He listed at 6'3.5", 245. So he's similar to the Reuben Bain type profile.
Yeah, that's the scary thing they say.
Yeah.
A duplicate of Bane, and if he anything like him, oh my gosh.
And if you get to watch him, man, physically he does remind you of him in a lot of ways. Because again, 245, he's got like a thick build, pause. So you see it already to where I know that's crazy. I'm looking for a different word, but I'm like, I gotta keep moving on. I can't get stuck. <Keep going. laughs> I can't come up with a different word. But yeah, you got a muscular build to begin with. So you're not looking at a guy that I think he's the kind of player that you could damn near keep him right where he's at. Like he just really might need to, fine tune it a little bit, but you don't really want to mess with the formula too much with a Jaden Bryant type as far as his physical build. You just want to get him in there with JT and get that technique to the next level. That's what I think about this kid. I think they've done a great job with him. He's from South Carolina too, so it's not like, if it was a Louisiana kid, I'd be like, man, I don't even why are we bothering? But, you look at last cycle, we got De'Anthony Lafayette, who's from Florida, who was committed to LSU. And that used to be kind of bad for us too. But I think Mario's done a good job at being able to get in those rooms with an LSU commit, as long as they're from Louisiana. That's kind of everybody. Only person Mike can pull them out of is Texas, maybe Texas A&M, and Alabama.
Same Houston could do it. Yeah, but they can't. Yeah. They ain't doing it no more.
As of late, no. Yeah, absolutely. I think right now they probably only really worry about A&M and maybe Texas, but.
Yeah, one of the Texas schools, yeah.
Yeah, outside of that. And I mean, you know, Texas Tech gonna drop that bag, so you always got to watch out.
Miami,
them.
Miami doing an excellent job recruiting Jaden Bryant. Listen, I think it's like you say. I'm on board to say I think this is the flip that's gonna happen. Cause he look. This is a big week, man. It's two players that's coming this week that Miami finna throw everything at and try to make future Hurricanes. You know, he's one, and Kaden Henderson is the second one. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna see how it goes, man. I mean, I know it's gonna be a good week for those guys, but we'll see how it goes after the visit, man. I'm definitely trying to get at him.
How you feeling on Henderson? Me right now, I'm still, I don't feel like he's in.
I'm still high. I still think he's going to be a Cane because he likes the type of defense that Coach Hederman plays.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think what's being told to him too is the fact that he can come in and probably, you know, fight for one of those starting positions next season because we just don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think where the money situation it depends. You know what I'm saying? Because I did hear numbers from other schools, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I just don't know if Miami want to play those numbers with the linebacker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Different positions, yeah, like D line, maybe quarterback, maybe wide receiver, cornerback, but linebacker, you really got to be like some. Yeah,
and a lot of people think he's that. You know, he's not huge. He's listed at 6'1.5", 218. You know, but I mean, he's damn good. I'm not trying to take it away from him. But if you just look at like on paper, Randall looks better on paper as far as just the measurable type stuff.
Yeah, yeah. If you're looking at measurements, yeah, but he's good. He's good.
I think not like damn good. But
it's just like I say, man. Numbers, man. Some of these schools throw these numbers out, and then it's like, okay, well, the reason why they do, because they saying, well, listen, they want Miami to compete or see if Miami's going to up the bag, you know what I'm saying? Because they, a lot of schools are willing to keep up in the bag, but, like, yeah. So
some of it's pump faking. Some of it is just straight pump faking just to drive up the number and put them in a bad position because everybody got a budget to work with then. So I can mess you up by just pushing your number up. Honestly, I think that's a lot of what happened with who's the quarterback that was committed to us, flipped to Florida, Jaden.
Rashada.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his last name, Rashada. I think that's what happened with them, and then they got stuck with the bag, and they dipped out on Cuz. I'm glad you know he was able to get some compensation for that, but like, yeah, that was a filthy game, and young bruh got caught up in the middle of it and left out to dry. You know, so these schools gonna play that game as much as they possibly can. I was telling, Sue Cravens was talking on there, and I was talking back and forth to him, and you know, he was talking about the whole getting the Eli Woodard kid, and I don't know why Sue thought he had some inside information. I still don't get that shit. I was like, bro, it's all over all these recruiting sites. Like, I'm not no insider. I already knew that shit too. But I told him, I said, you got to remember, y'all blew a bag last year, and you got to retain that. So even if you see somebody like a USC, right, who was spent a lot of money to put together that number one class, well, you got to retain them. And people ain't going to just keep pouring money on top of money on top of money. It's got to be results driven, and it's still going to be like, I ain't spending that much. Everything you think about anything in your life, there's a number you just ain't doing. Like, I'm a sneakerhead. There's a number I just ain't doing. I don't care how much I like them. I'm like, man, I want them. How much? 450. Shit. Nah, I just have to like them from over here. And it's going to be the same thing when it comes to this roster building. There's a number. I like this kid. I like this player. I just can't do that number no matter what. So that's the game that I think we're doing. But I think Miami's done that well from the get-go. I think, you know, credit to Manny Diaz, one of the things he did do well is kind of stay on top of the NIL thing for the giddy up and learn what we're doing and try to be at the forefront of it. And I think Miami has been, and you know, they came for us first too. They want to get us. I know they're doing something wrong. I never stuck.
Yeah, they couldn't find nothing. They like, man, shoot it. they basically took what we was doing and implemented to every other school. They said, well, this is what y'all need to do.
Right.
What y'all need to do.
So, you know, with Caden, you know, I think it's going to be quite a battle. We'll see. I know worried about, I think they kind of say A&M, Notre Dame,
A&M, LSU. A&M and LSU, I'm not worried about
Notre Dame. Notre Dame kind of in fourth.
They just there if everything goes wrong for all the other schools. But it's really A&M and LSU in Miami.
And then we got your guy, D-Rob, Noah Glover.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm a Glover fan too, so he's like my LB too. If I was be able to pick this class,
For me, like I said, he's linebacker one in my book. He remind me of Chris Cole, man, the one who we should have got 2 years ago, Rohan Marley nephew or whatever.
Yeah.
The one, he's projected. He's like projected like a first round pick. Yeah, he's projected first round pick next year. Right? Yeah, he's from Virginia too. He was here in Virginia.
That's right.
So, same thing, man. I think they're identical, and that's who I really want, man. I get it. David Henderson, he's 5-star, this and this and this. But man, Noah Glover, bro. I think I think he's a better fit. That's just to me. I think Henderson. Huh?
Yeah, I was gonna say it's funny too that you brought up Chris Cole because he's crystal ball to Georgia right now. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like they dipping into Virginia for linebackers, man. Like Virginia got some talent out here. But anyway, it's man, I think with Henderson, I don't know, man. I just don't like he's a good talent. He's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to deny that. He's a really good talent. But I just think that what I want in a linebacker, give me Glover, man. Give me Noah Glover, man. That's what I want. That's what I want.
No doubt. And I think he's a good target that I think we can get in this class too. I like our chances on him. We'll see how it ultimately shakes out. And then you got North Carolina linebacker Jalathan Mayfield. This is another guy. His name has been circulating for a while, and you know, X just told y'all he's trying to get four ain't happening. I'll put money on that. If I had to put a little bread down, I tell you right now, you ain't getting all four. But Mayfield, another linebacker we fighting to bring it to the fold. Another 6'1" kid, 215 out of Lincolnton, North Carolina. You know, composite 4-star kid, fighting with who's other schools there? I think Indiana, Kentucky, Georgia, and I believe Oregon are kind of the schools we're fighting with there to, you know, to secure his services too. So I think, you know, I heard Pate was saying, like, they kind of showing kids, like, you either want to do this or not, right? So they get a glimpse of what Miami practice is, and I think that works to our advantage. Because it brings the kids that you want. Ain't no surprise. Like, look, this is what we do. This ain't for everybody. You know, it's physical. A lot of practice. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they don't want to run those kind of practice because you run injury, risk of injuries. But I've always been the kind of person to say, especially when it comes to football, play hard or don't play at all. Because I feel like you're going to get hurt more not playing full tilt and lollygagging. Because if you are, and he ain't, if you play playing and that dude for real, oops, upside the head. Like you might catch
get
hurt. So.
Yeah, you're gonna get hit, gonna get embarrassed. Yeah,
physical, so why not prepare for this? But just where I see that kid,
this kid, Jonathan, had 152 tackles, 26 tackles for loss.
Yeesh.
His junior season. So
see, I love that.
Yeah, that's a downhill.
I love just you racking up no kind of numbers. I just feel like that translates. So if you could do it there, I'm like, you can. The game stays the same. You know, the speed gets a little quicker, but if you from that cloth, man. See, and that's how I honestly think. You know, speaking of D-Rod, I think if we was able to pull three, that's how I think it wraps. Those 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Noah and Jonathan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's how we ended up going.
I mean, at the end of the day, we wasn't going to get both Noah or Caden. It's going to be one of them.
One or the other, right. And
yeah,
my chance is better with Noah right now. Because I kind of feel like with Caden, it felt like we had it and it slowed down some. And then it's trying to build it back up. But you never know. We'll see. This is what the visit we can afford to see if they can lock it down, get it done. And then you got a California kid, wide receiver, Eli Woodard.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, he just decommitted from USC because USC runs a no visitation rule, and he wanted to take visits, decommitted, and then, you know, kind of immediately set up a visit out here to come see Miami. I think it's us. Who's the other
school?
Cal.
Yeah, Cal Berkeley, yeah. Oh, man, if it's us, Cal, I don't, even if a California kid, I don't think we're losing in no damn Cal.
I don't see us losing to them folks. You know what I'm saying? As far as a recruit, we lose a recruit to Cal. I don't know. Maybe they gave him an offer he couldn't refuse, or he wanted to play with JSK. He wanted to play with him. You know what I'm saying? And then Cal got that new car smell too, man. Yo, got a brand new coach. You know what I'm saying? Tosh Nupai. He kind of big on the you know what I'm saying, on the West Coast. They love him out there. So, you know, he might still in the ACC. at the bottom of it. So he might fall for it, but I like man. I think when we got our eyes set on somebody, bro, especially at that position now, like we getting who we want. It's like all these kids seeing what Malachi did, bro, and they like, yeah, that's me. And we getting what we want.
And we still hunting for hell, right? X.
Yeah, yeah.
The other USC
community. Yeah. Oh boy,
that's what I told him, man. That's what I was telling Sue. Like, hey, y'all blew the bag, and them boys starting to hear, like, they got what? Wait a minute.
Them people fighting like, when I say them people fighting like hell, pun intended, for hell, they fighting like crazy. Soon as Woodard decommitted, they went to that boy house, or they went to his school
sat down with the mom and told the mom, listen, man, whatever we got to do to keep you from visiting Miami, like, whatever we
got
to do.
Yeah,
and like you said, they blew the bag. They listen, from what I seen, they spent a lot of money on the offensive line recruits that they got last year. Remember, we was going after one of them, which was Pepe.
Pepe, yeah.
They spent a whole lot of money on the offensive line recruits. And I mean, a whole lot. I'm talking about a lot. So, yeah, they don't got that money like that, which is kind of funny because you would think USC has it, but yeah.
Well, I mean, again, a budget. Everybody got budget. And, you know, we talk about how Miami's done well with the retention phase of the game, too. So you could give them this number, right? But then you got to continue to pay this number or renegotiate a number afterwards, especially if you got a high performer. So depending on how the contracts are set up, you know, is it and this is the key. That's why recruiting is still be key. Is it easy to work with a kid that's from within? Is it easy to work with a Ruben Baines when he's been there with you the whole time? He got relationships with you. He got love for the program. He's invested in this program versus, like, you know, that's why I said, we watch what happened with Florida State with that mercenary program, right? They brought in all these guys, but they wasn't Seminoles. So then when it came down to, oh, we didn't make the game, instead of them saying, nah, Seminole pride, man, we're not going to let Jordan bully us and push us around and make us look bad. We're going to show the world we should have been playing for, a chance at the Natty. Oh, that boy folded up. Shit me. I don't love them people like that. I'm fucking them guys, man. Hell no. Nah. Boy, put their tracksuit on, got on the sideline, and watched their team got their ass with. And that's because there wasn't the buy-in on the team and the culture. It was just, hey, I'm coming to get a bag. Florida State dropping a major bag, and they put together some good talent. I think we could really do something, and then I'm going. So that's why the high school recruiting part of it is going to remain still very important, because you got to get some guys that you can get homegrown. You get a hometown discount in that sense. Not that you're going to pay them pennies, because we're not paying pennies, but it's just easier to negotiate with somebody when they already fuck with you versus somebody from the outside. So, yeah. And you know, that's going to be the battle for a lot of these schools that are just like, oh, you're going to outbid us. Cool. But then when the next cycle comes around, how your money looking? Can you just outbid us again? And you spend all your money on guys that may or may not play this year for you. A lot of them won't. A lot of these guys won't even play for you this year. Another guy on the offensive side, wide receiver, Julius Jones. I think he Notre Dame bound.
He's like Notre Dame bound.
But
he's sliding, but
he has some type of speak with him. He loves Kevin Beard. I don't know. I think it's just he's coming for out of respect for Kevin Beard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
same thing.
It's Notre Dame.
That's cool. Yeah, I think that's Notre Dame.
I can see how that's gonna go, right? He gonna visit next week or two, commit to Notre Dame and Florida Dame, and come on, man. We know how that's about to go, man.
Yeah. Then a few more guys here. So you got out of Texas, DeMarco Jenkins.
I read that we like in a real good spot with him. Like I can see that as possibly being a commit coming out this weekend. Like this weekend. I could see him possibly committing.
But he's announcing on the first. So you know, his
yeah.
will become right after the weekend. The visit started on the 29th. So 29th, 30th, 31st. So he'll be announcing the day after. And our main competition is SMU and TCU. So kind of one we should win, you would think, again, especially what we've been doing lately. You know, and this is by all, you know. In all honesty, this is the pivot, right? We missed on the really big D tackle targets we had earlier. Didn't hit on those.
So mm-hmm.
Here's the pivot, and that's you have to have a contingency plan in place as well. So, this is a kid that you think you might be able to get some out of 6'3", 265, out of Pearl in Texas. So, I'm with you. I think that's a situation where we probably get that wrapped up. Get another big mm-hmm. body in the building, you know, and then see what you got in a couple of years. Then you got Jaden Carey out of St. Thomas Aquinas. It's another corner, 6 foot, 165. I think it's basically down to us and Ohio State at this point.
Okay. No, I was about to say, I think us, Ohio State, and like Auburn.
He does have an Auburn visit lined up. That's right. June 19th.
Yeah.
So he does have an Auburn visit. So that was the third school. So he visits us this week. He'll see Ohio State the next week and then Auburn 2 weeks after that. So I'm assuming he'll probably make his commitment shortly after that.
He a legacy too. So it's like, I ain't really big on legacy kids as far as them coming. I think he just
here for the visit.
Vernon.
I can't.
Oh, that's one of Vernon Carey.
That's Vernon Carey's cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know his son played basketball for.
His dad played for Miami too. I just can't remember his dad's name. Okay. I can't think of his dad's name at the moment. He wanted him. I feel just a courtesy.
I feel I don't even think he's at like the top of our board as far as. What they'd be looking at the corner position right now. Another name been hearing some pretty good stuff about, another D lineman, Marquise Evans out of Birmingham, 6'3", 235. Looks like, you know, basically he just visited Tennessee and he's got us this weekend. Then he's got a couple more visits set up. He got Auburn on the 5th, Florida on the 11th, and South Carolina on the 19th. So hearing some good things, but that one still seemed kind of wide open to me as far as what he ultimately ends up making his final decision. But again, trying to get another big body to you know, help fill some of the spots like where we didn't hit on, like a Fulerushno or whatever his name is. You know, once they don't got no business with me, I got no business with them. God bless you and be great wherever you go, young man.
Go fight
for the Irish. And last name I got is Loai
Valade.
Safety out of Boca, West Boca.
I think he moved up the board.
Yeah, he recently moved down here.
From Utah, right?
But
But his family is from here. So this was like a reload for him.
Relocation.
Back to it. Like his family grew up Canes fans and stuff, and they went to Miami games and stuff coming up. So they're a Canes family. Just naturally. He was out there in Utah, but they moved back out this area. He was a guy because he's a three-star kid. So I was even that much more interested to be like, what's the intrigue? But he's got some good physical traits. He's not huge. He plays safety. He's listed at 5'11". He's got pretty decent mass, so they listed at 180. I can definitely see him. I think he's kind of a bit of a sleeper with that rating. In that regards, I think this kid is probably better than a three-star rating. He's got
the one school I'm worried about is our boy over there, man. At Auburn,
DVD.
DVD.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried.
He got Florida on the 4th and A&M on the 12th and Auburn on the 19th. So, yeah, I mean,
couple things, right? Then you know what I'm saying. He run. I guess this is laser 4.43 laser. 10.89 in the 100. So kid got some speed. Yeah, he got some speed. So I think
I can't pronounce his name. Yeah. Got that look about him, you know.
it's
look like Francis Mauinoa Noah here. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. so real quick, right? The Carey kid, I was able to find it. His dad was Marcus Carey. He was Cristobal teammate. They played together.
Okay. Oh damn! Okay.
That's a little something right there. But for this kid, right, this safety, I can see the staff might try to push. And the reason why I say that, let's just be honest, we kind of whiffed on our top two or three safety targets that I've seen, because the Snell kid that's committed to Texas A&M, we're not no longer recruiting him. Zane Gamble, he's off Notre Dame, we're no longer recruiting him. KJ Caldwell, who had a Miami crystal ball, we kind of you know what I'm saying, pulled back from him a bit, and then we kind of tried to jump on him again, but NC State ended up securing that commitment, over this past weekend. So I think we're down to, Hippolyte. I think they're going to press to get him, and I think this kid is another one I think that they're going to press to try to probably get in the fold.
Yeah, I think you got to get some more athletes in that safety room in general, right? And then just let it work itself out. And so I like that strategy of attacking with some, you know, not just numbers, but some elite guys there, elite athleticism there, and just not be in a situation where, you know, we're at a need at the safety room. You know, Miami, you know, we traditionally have some great safeties, and it's just we got to build that back up, man. Get some of the greatest safeties we ever had. Let's get that room back looking like that. And we've had some really good ones. Don't get me wrong. We had, you know, even if you know, a guy like underrated guys in me, like Jaquan Johnson. And then, you know, recently you got Cam Kitchens, All-American, you know, second rounder, playing well for the Rams, unfortunately. doing his thing over there. Yeah, shit sucks. I can't stand when they go to that NFC West, man. Old Carson Beck keep throwing interceptions out of here, Arizona Cardinal. that's just how I feel. You know, it's what it is now. Yeah, you ain't with me, against me now. So, but anyways, big weekend coming up, man. I think, man, I'm going legend. I'm not going to say we're going to flip Bryant this weekend publicly, but I think he might decommit this week after this. And then we get him in a week or two, a couple weeks. I think you'll slow play it a little bit after that. We'll see. We'll see. Or you can go play for Big Mouth out there. He really should have been the Florida Gators coach because he is the king of hypotheticals. And running his mouth without the shit to really back it up, man. Just never, you know what I mean? Don't quite got what it take to back it up, but can talk a good game. So he really was the perfect fit for that program. They fumbled the ball there. And I know he ain't recruiting because he's sorry as shit when it comes to that. That's why LSU made sense to him. He ain't got to go nowhere. All Louisiana kids gonna just go there. So I know Mario putting that pressure on, man. And I think he's the guy we end up eventually getting in this class. But with that, I think we good, fellas. All right. We'll get up out of here. Appreciate y'all pulling up. We'll be back with you very soon. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.